You're talking about really the big story of the day locally here, and we have a listener on the line that was caught up in this controversy in the worst way, got arrested. And it's all because of this voter fraud task force that Ron DeSantis, our governor, put together to, you know, to combat voter fraud. But a lot of folks were round up. I think about 30 people, I think, got arrested in this investigation. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong, but I think that's what I read. And I think most of them had no idea that they did anything wrong at all. So who's to blame? Is it the clerk of the court? Is it the folks working at the DMVs? Or were people signing them up at grocery stores? Who knows? But we're going to get his story right now. Let's go to the hotline and talk to Nathan. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, Johnny.
How are you? Bob, first of all, you look great in that Johnny B. Show shirt. You look good in it.
Yeah, Nathan,
can I ask you real quick, is that something that you provided the WFLA, that picture, or is that something they pulled off your social media or something, in the Johnny B. Show shirt?
When I was talking to, it was originally Evan Donovan like a month ago, and then again with his replacement like a day or two back, they asked me for any pictures of myself on my phone, and I don't really take a whole lot of pictures. So the only two pictures I had was one of me at my friend's wedding back in Utah, and then the one where I was standing next to Johnny B at his concert at the McDonald's or whatever it was, the Scottish place where he had the one lady singing. That's where I ran the Johnny B Show a hoodie.
And so the only thing that would have been better, Nathan, is if you would have left me in the picture.
Yes.
For the news story. That would have been fantastic.
I could have left you in the picture, but I didn't know if you'd want to be.
That was big fat. That was a big fat me. They wouldn't even recognize it now. That's fine. That was 100 pounds heavier.
About 100 pounds heavier back then.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, Will, questions?
Well, I want to know, are you planning on voting Governor DeSantis in a few weeks here in November, number one?
Well, I'd have to be committing fraud again in order to do that.
But that's true.
If I could vote, then no, not at this point. I mean, I had voted Republican in the 2020 election.
Interesting.
If I could vote this time, then even though I don't really care for Chris all that much, it seems to me, at least for me personally, he's the lesser of the two evils, because I can't see Chris having tried to ruin 20 people's lives so they could have a nice photo op.
That's true. He probably would. If you misgendered someone, he would wrangle you up too, and
they're all evil,
send you to jail. So can you tell me what happened? I mean, I know we don't have to get into your, you know, crimes or anything, but you were convicted of a felony and technically you weren't supposed to be voting in the election. How did you end up coming to that end where you voted? I mean, who told you you could do that?
Well, back in 2018, there was a law that was passed, and I was still on probation at that point, because I had a 15-year probation sentence that I got. 2018, my probation ended a year later. There was a law that was passed in Florida saying that convicted felons who complete their sentences can vote again. And since I was on probation at the time, I didn't really look all that deeply into it. And then in March of 2020, I was at the Ruskin DMV renewing my driver's license. And there was a guy out there that was signing up people to vote, you know, registering people kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Hey, are you registered to vote?" I said, "No, I'm a convict. I'm pretty sure I can't vote." And he goes, "Well, are you on probation still?" I said, "No, that was done a couple months ago." He goes, "Oh, well, in that case, you can vote because they passed this law, blah, 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 blah." And he says, "Go ahead." And I said, "I don't know. It's a first-degree felony. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't apply to me." And he said, "Well, worst-case scenario, if you fill out the registration application and they don't want you to vote, they just simply won't send you a card. But if they send you a card, then that means you're good." Well, all right. So I said, filled out the application just like you told me to. And a month later, I got a voter ID card in the mail, so I figured I was good to go.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what I assumed happened, Will, when I saw this story, and the confirmation, it's right there. like, there is no way he goes to court and gets, you know, convicted for this. Like, it's complete. He's a complete victim of circumstance. He's completely innocent. You know, the guy told him, you know, if you get a card, you're good. So where is the crime on Nathan's end of this? I think either the people signing people up are crooked, or they're morons that don't know the law. Either way, it's unfortunate and it's crap. And I hope something happens where they could just throw this stuff out and they can, you know, exonerate him and take this off his record. This is one of these things that you would think the system wouldn't be able to do this to people, but here we are.
Nathan, what penalty are you potentially facing from this arrest?
I could go to prison for over 5 years.
Wow.
Because of this. The sentence for it is five years, but with, you know, when you're incarcerated and then you get convicted of something again later on down the road, and they take your previous record into account as far as the point system, like with your driver's license kind of thing. And the higher the points are before you get convicted, the more they can tack on to your sentence.
Mm-hmm. What is the minimum penalty?
The minimum penalty, if you're convicted, will be 5 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not a minimum versus a maximum. It's just a straight up to 5 years is the maximum. So the minimum, I guess it depends on how the judge is feeling that day. I don't know what the minimum is. It could be like, say, a probation or something, like what happened with the guys from the Village, is that the rich white people up there that actually intentionally committed voter fraud, and all it got was a small fine, and had to take a civics duty class and maybe some community service.
Didn't one of them go to prison, though, the one that was stealing ballots? I think, didn't they do some time in jail? Or am I thinking of something else?
There might have been one of those stealing ballots, but the ones I was thinking of were ones that had actually voted in two separate states. They voted in the election twice, like one in here and then one in, I don't know, Kentucky or something.
Oh, right.
So the villages have a bunch of murderers living in there? So they're perverts and murderers living in the villages?
Every single one.
Probably.
Jesus, man. All right. Weird.
Wow.
Like I was telling Will, in order to listen to your show, you have to be like a convict or a drunk or a druggie or something. So at least to fit one of those categories.
We depend on you guys.
Misfit toys, totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
we have the cleanest records of anybody associated with the show. Even Kelly, if you don't know this, she is a sex offender and a murderer. Nobody knows this.
Yeah.
Right, Kelly?
She got fined for showing her boobs on Friday night.
I know,
at the event.
Lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dumb.
Absolutely.
Nathan, it's a shame that this is happening to you. It sounds like it's something that you were not aware of and you were told by people. Now, the guy that told you this, that it was, no, it's fine, was it kind of one of those guys on the street, on the sidewalk, that are kind of like, oh, sign my petition,
and then they get signatures, they get paid by signature? With a table.
Sorry, say it again.
No, he wasn't like one of those people that'll just get as many signatures on their poll as possible, hoping that some of them will stick. He was actually at a table right outside. It was either right inside the lobby or right outside the front door of the DMV at Ruskin. And so there's no way the DMV didn't know the guy was there, because he wasn't trying to be sneaky or hide. He was set up there with the table, with the banners, you know, with a little display kind of thing. So he was, like, out and loud and, you know, not trying to hide what he was there for. Yeah. Now, whether he was sent by the supervisor of elections or it was a third-party company that hired him to go do there, to be there, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to find out, like, through the DMV who was there that day, because you remember the day, you know, where they were from. That way they could subpoena this a-hole to come in and testify that, you know, hey, yeah, I told the guy that he would be fined if he got a card in the mail. You know, that way, you know, they could drop the charges on you, because, you know, it's BS, man. It is BS. And I think there's going to be a lot of flack coming down for people that are getting popped that were set up by these jerks. And look, and I've said this on air before, too. I don't understand. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't understand the election pushers, right? I don't understand it on television. I don't understand it in front of Publix, in front of DMVs. Like, why are you trying to sway people to vote that aren't interested? I only want people to vote that care about voting. I don't want the NFL telling me to vote, or some actor telling me to vote or some stupid washed up rock star from the 70s telling me to rock the vote. Like, you're pushing people that have no knowledge on anything and don't care. They're completely, like, disinterested. You get out there and vote, common person. You know, like, we need you to vote. Why? Why do you need me to vote? What's the difference between 7 million people and 6 million people if you get a good ratio of from the 6 million of who should be in office? Maybe I'm wrong, but it's weird to me why people push the vote so much. I don't get it.
I kind of wish they would do the opposite and just start arresting people who vote. I feel like that would be a much better country, honestly, instead of going after. Yeah, I mean, my God, leave us alone, for God's sakes. Not to say it's your penance for participating in this corrupt, dirty system, Nathan, but God, I'm sure this will certainly steer a lot of people away now. I mean, even people who, maybe they don't know their status. Now they're like, oh, crap, I better not vote because who knows? I don't know. I got arrested one time. I don't know what my status is. And I agree with you that this was kind of like, the election's coming up and this task force that he set up. Look what it did. I got him. I got some. And it's just dudes who are like,
He spent like $3 or $4 million to arrest 20 people for accidentally voting.
We could have sent 20 more migrants out of the state with that money.
Totally. Yeah, that or start arresting the supervisor of elections. I mean, they're the ones who sent. They sent him the card. He didn't know. He got told by some guy. Nathan, I think you're going to be fine. And you know, God forbid something happen. Because I don't know. I'm not as confident as Johnny in this crazy world we're living in where you're like, oh, you'll be okay. I don't know. I think you will be. I hope you will be. But, I mean, God forbid if something happens or you end up in prison over this, that would just be, I mean, a crime, truly a crime against humanity. So I hope that cooler heads prevail here and hopefully you get a cool judge and, they just toss this thing out.
The judge has been assigned. It's a lady. I was kind of looking at to see if, because I have to rely on a public defender because, I had almost no money. But, The one I'd spoken with initially was saying he wanted to take it to jury trial to make the state prove their case in front of the whole world kind of thing, which I kind of like that idea.
Yeah. You know, I will say this, Nathan. There's a lot of people that do listen to this show. It is a lot of drunks and criminals and stuff, but it's also like high profile people. We do have attorneys and stuff. So if any attorney is out there listening that would like to take up Nathan's case and help him out so he doesn't have to rely on a public defender who's stretched to the brim here. Get in contact with the Johnny B Show and hopefully maybe we can get you an attorney that can, get this wrong righted real quick. You know what I mean?
A little pro bono work,
you know? That would be ideal, yeah. Because, I mean, it would be a good way to make a name for yourself. Especially if you happen to be of the party that doesn't like Marco Rubio.
Andrew Warren is available. He doesn't have a job right now. And maybe we can get a hold of him, and maybe he can represent you. He's a former DA of Hillsborough.
Look, I'll do this. I'll get a group of comedians together, and we'll do a full-on comedy benefit show for all the people that got arrested for voting that thought that they were allowed to vote and went out there and got trapped by some jerk-off clerk of elections that didn't do their job properly and give the right information to these people sitting out in front of DMVs and what have you. If we can help raise money for your legal fees, I'd be all about that because it sucks. And I hate to see people that, they've done their time, they're rehabilitated, they're trying to function in society, and then they think, "Oh wow, I actually get to vote," and then they get arrested 2 years later, and not knowing what the hell's going on. So it's poo poo. Yeah. I don't like it.
It's kind of looking like it's the state's fault, because what happens is this: I've learned is the supervisor elections send in, okay, these are all the people that are registered to vote, and the state's supposed to check it over and say, okay, these are the people who can't vote, so don't give them a card. Right. And the state failed to do that, so they just basically sent the list right on back to them without even apparently even looking at it. So the supervisor is saying, DeSantis, it's your problem. DeSantis saying, no, it's your problem. Each one is blaming the other for what happened.
I want to see him come out to a press conference with handcuffs on and be like, I've been arrested for election fraud. And, this task force was set up for this reason. And I'm prepared to go through the process. That would be awesome. Yeah, I don't know, man. This Yeah, this just, you know, I don't get the going after individuals like this for, and I don't know, you know, I know your case and you've kind of explained your side, and I do believe you. I don't know what the other ones were. Maybe it was something else, you know, so I wouldn't go on as far as Johnny and saying that, yeah, I would get on board with all these people. But definitely in your case, this seems like a travesty.
Yeah, there's three guys that got there at the same time at Orient Road 2 months ago, at the same time I did. One of which was the guy, if you looked at that little news report, where he's a big, tall, black guy. He's like, why are you arresting me? Why are you doing it now? This happened years ago. Why now? Why me? I met him in booking, and he was saying that he actually got something in the mail saying, hey, guess what? You can vote now. Go ahead and register to vote. The supervisor of elections actually mailed him something. He filled it out and then voted.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's garbage. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, well, Nathan, we wish you the best. And, you know, if you end up going to prison, please keister that Johnny B. Show shirt and wear it proudly. It may even protect you because we have a lot of B-holes in prison. All right, so hopefully it doesn't happen.
Stretch out my prison wallet so I can try to fit it in.
You might want to do that anyway. All right, I think you'll be fine. I think this was just a stunt. And hopefully, you know, you guys will be okay.
Mm. Yeah, but if there is any attorney out there who would be able to help or wants to add this to their resume or something like that, that would be very appreciated.
Yeah, there you Johnny, go. Yeah, reach out to us.
What's your email?
My email is johnnybshow@gmail.com. That is johnnybshow@gmail.com. Reach out to me for sure.
Nice. Thanks, Nate. All right. Appreciate the time.
All right, Nathan. All right. Take care, pal.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
See you, man.
Man, it stinks, man. It doesn't stink that our logo was on TV, but you know what I mean.
That's pretty. It would have been great, like you said, if you would have kept you in that shot. That would have been the only thing better, you know, for that story. But yeah, man, this stinks. I mean, going after people who are doing what they're told. You know,
they got lied to.
They got lied to, and it stinks that I think this is going to backfire. This was probably something he thought was going to be a home run, and this looks really bad. For him, in my opinion. You know, I don't know the other stories. I know that maybe it was something else with the other 20, but this one, I mean, you know, that's garbage. And I hope it gets remedied, you know, ASAP. So,
yeah, I don't know the other people's stories too. I'm just going from what I saw from the interviews and what we heard from Nathan. If it happened,